Blog Talk Radio.
Say my name.
At first I wanna just a home, but I'm vibing with you. There ain't a difference, get to know me. Undenied, I am true. And you ain't meet another phony. Girl, I'm tired of what you took a flight that be lonely. I disguised that with blood. Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shorty with you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when me eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fall and you make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas.
At first I wanna just a home,
but I'm vibing with you. There ain't a difference, get to know me. Undenied, I am true. And you ain't meet another phony. Girl, I'm tired of what you took a flight that be lonely. I disguised that with blood. Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble with heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender to this day. Still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's passing it, going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench or the coldest water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding crazy?
At first I wanted just a home.
There
ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight that be lonely. Cause you a vibe, shawty.
Wake up in my bed, I just wanna have a good day. Think it in my head, then it happens how it could, ay. 12 o'clock, I got a team meeting, then a meditation, LA 1:30. Then I ride to the studio, listening to some shit I wrote. You're karma, my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my hand and write some love that up to heaven. Just like magic, just like magic. Middle fingers in my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic, I'm attracted. I get everything I want cause I attract it. Looking at my phone but I'm trying to disconnect. Read a fucking book, I be tryna stick in there. Say it's tricky at the top, gotta keep it semi, go for a big one. Losing friends left and right, but I just spent another life. This karma, my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, from nothing to heaven. Just like magic, middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Hey, just like magic, I'm attracted. I get everything I want cause I attract it.
Hey, change. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight. I'm actually standing in for my sexy diva. This is her show, Miss VIP, but Poetic was kind enough to allow me to join him tonight. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, what is happening, La Perla Negra? Hey, Danya.
Hey, it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Express Your Vibe, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that one. Participate. We love you, too. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Hey, Ben, I got mine on. You got yours?
I definitely got mine on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you guys, as you know, this is Express Your Vibe, where you don't have to put on no character or put on an act. Just bring you, be you, and bring your poetry. That's all we want. Yeah, no pressure.
Nah,
what's
no
going
pressure.
On with you tonight, man? No pressure
man,
at all.
I'm just excited for a Friday evening, you know, ready to express my vibe. You know, it's been a good week of poetry, and why stop? I mean, you know, tomorrow night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, and I've come up with my question for the evening. Why is it so hard for male and female when it comes to relationship? Why is it so hard? What makes it so difficult? Age-old question. So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Let's talk about it. So
okay.
It's going to be mic poetry, because I love when y'all do open mic. I really do.
I got to write something. Writing this down right now. Okay. All right. Got it. Awesome. Now I got to write another piece. All right. Yes, it has been a pretty awesome week of poetry, if I must say so myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
All y'all been on fire.
Man.
Go ahead.
Shout out to John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, for a dynamic show on the Get Down last night. Phenomenal show, gentlemen. Phenomenal show. Great job.
You ain't even let me get to that. But yes.
My bad.
That show, I'm telling you something, y'all, the Get Down is like the hottest show on Epiphany. I got to give it to these gentlemen. They are entertaining. You always feel great. They crowned everybody last night. What was the topic again?
The topic was colors. What color is your poetry?
Man, oh man. Everybody got that. Whatever color they chose, that's what color their crown was. This is an awesome show, y'all. You got to check it out. Since we're on talking about the different shows, can you give the lineup for Epiphany?
Absolutely. Well, we just heard about tomorrow night's show, but Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO of Epiphany Radio himself, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice, running the event page, La Perla La Negra, and Poetic, also on hosting duties. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with those sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night will be the Get Down, y'all. And next Friday will be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Back to you, La Perla La Negra.
Thank you for that. Now, I'm very, very interested in how you vibing tonight. I know you brought something for us to listen to, and I'm ready for you to express your vibe.
You ready for me? I'm ready to express my vibe because I'm feeling away. I'm feeling away.
All right, wait a minute now. What I want everybody to know is, okay, I don't want to hear after you finish your piece, that's that piece, or end piece, or that's that drip. I want to hear you say, and that's that vibe. As soon as you finish your piece, all right?
Sounds good. All right.
All right. Whenever you're ready, express
the
your
title
vibe.
Of this. Thank you. Her hands. Oil me in your Indian sandalwood. Moisten me with baby oil, if you would. Drip your passion in my aurora. Let's be dirtier than any sin in Sodom and Gomorrah. Release your heavenly juices upon my face. As I prepare for your meal after my grace, control the atmosphere by introducing your scent here. Chemically infused with my hormonal imbalance, with your delicious treat of chance, as I solidify and you liquefy the fluidity of monumental proportions. Bring on the scented oils and lotions as we use smooth aloe vera to wipe away each other's tears of pain. I crave you unlike no other, and I gain your exotic brain activity. Causes me neurological distress. I'm sending you my SOS so you can come get some healing essentials. From your nectar of fundamentals, every hue and line of sight reminds me of your bite. Once bitten and twice shy, has me wondering why. Why do you touch me the way you do? In my matrix, you make my dreams come true. Rub me here and kiss me there. Feel me inside the pulsations of your brain waves. Make sure I behave, because I need and yearn to feel the inside of your walls. Your body calls. I answer, and you remind me why your ointment is oozing, so succulently oozing, waiting for my penetration. Just how your oils sink into my skin with succession, complete my massage full of erotic stimulants, the kind that releases the negative participants, because I need full body participation, lusting and touching with gratification. Please, baby, render me speechless. Snatch my soul with just your fingers. Now I'm motionless. And as it stands, she just used her hands. And that's that vibe.
Whoa. Okay, let me go back on this piece. Okay. You started off with, you say oil me with your hands.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is what I said.
Smooth aloe vera, nectar of fundamentals. Who says this? Wow. Ointment, oozing, snatch my soul. That's a vibe. Definitely a vibe. That's
definitely my vibe tonight.
Yo, what's that called again?
It's called Her Hands.
That was pretty dope. Man.
Thank you. Now.
I like that.
I'm ready. I'm ready for you to express your vibe. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. I had to hurry up and write something since this request for me to co-host, which was a spur of the moment thing, like a last minute thing. So I cooked up a little something. So it's untitled. Y'all know how I am, but yeah, I'm ready.
Absolutely. All right. Express your vibe.
Thank you. Who knew she... wait a minute. Okay. Here we go. He knew that she loved him, but he also knew she'd been through some things. So he understood her response to... when he asked her for, hold on, I lost my place. Wait a minute. All right, wait a minute. Let me start back over. All right. He knew that she loved him, but he also knew she'd been through some things. So he understood her response to when he asked for just some of her time was, don't come to me if you only want a piece of me. That's what you seek. because she knows the sun is in her fingertips. So she tells him, "You are in the presence of the universe when in my company. Be sure this is the kind of love you want in your life. And if you want to give me something, give me you, all of you. Show me your hidden characteristic traits you deem flawed, so I can show you how I see you through my heart. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, after all. We've all been through some things, so give me the chance to show you how truly beautiful you are. See, our souls have been together, watching. So you get my trust first, because I don't want you to run from me. I don't even want you to run to me. I want you to run with me. Trust me. And understand there really isn't anything to fear. I already stripped down because I loved you before wind whispered in the ears of leaves. So shower in my understanding and know that it is safe for you to be completely naked with me. Trust me. And let's take this walk to the end of forever. I'm not that vibe.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wait, did you say, know that when you're in my presence, you're in the presence of the universe? Did you say
that's
that?
That's right. Yeah. You are in the presence of the universe when in my company. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yep.
That's serious ink right there.
Thank you. I almost forgot to say that's that vibe. So I hope y'all remember. Okay, that's how we vibing here. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Are we ready to open up this first mic? Let's see how they gonna come express their vibe. Let's see what vibe they want. We got us Ace. C-Double-34 Music. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing tonight, C-Double?
Well, I didn't expect to be the first, and I just got Van Meadow's message, so.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all slick with that one.
Okay. Look,
and I heard both your poems and stuff, and I'm like, huh, okay. We going that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, look, any way you choose to go, this is Express Your Vibe. So, you know, bring you. That's all that's about.
Well, I like the way you express your vibe.
Thank you.
Tell her, bro.
Thank you.
Tell her, bro. Tell her, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's going on, Steve? How you feeling, my brother?
I'm feeling relaxed, chill, hoping I don't sound like Cookie Monster on the replay.
Cookie Monster.
Because I'm not ready. I'm not ready to munch anything in between the sheets right now.
Oh,
gotcha, bro.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. This is Express Your Vibe, so you know, give us what you want to give us. It's all good. I know you did
okay.
Bring something.
I'm glad you know it's all good.
It is. Are you ready to express your vibe?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
All right. This piece is called Telemarketer's 2-Minute Warning. Who told you to record me for your quality purposes? I granted no permission for my voice to be used commercially. Furthermore, why are you in the urgency desperately seeking to push this insurance with car warranty to erase student loan debt by consolidating my information? How did you illegally retrieve my cell phone digits so quickly when not once did I give it to you, and now I'm rendered suspicious? wasting precious minutes with your minute gibberish as an irritant? Listen here, you imbecile. I'm not interested in what you intend to sell. Cease and desist your systemic mischievous attempts to circumvent legal laws, and you don't want to see these paws inflict pain until your face is unrecognizable via cat and nine tails. Exposure of entrails due to my entrance through your blood veins, making you a disfigured distortions of a child in Borneo. Just a dollar a day could feed a family of four. Stop whoring them to child pornography by exploiting their poverty so you can force tears of sorrow by emptying gullible pockets. How irresponsible and awful are you, trying to make a mockery of my pockets by inflating your economy? Now, I need you to acknowledge in these articles and documents the evident abuse of power since August 5th, 2010, and why you must be abolished. Through this admonished lack of common sense, without any backlash or arguments, your harassment and persistent refusal to stop bothering me. This is for you, to telemarketers. No, do not come with your policies. We won't discuss religions or politics, and I deserve reparations and a public apology. With financial prosperity promises fulfilled by 12 midnight October 10th, maybe that'll stop you from calling me, trying to get involved in my privacies by any means, and now you're my enemy, vampire draining my energy. I end this piece at a level you can never reach, so you better leave before I separate you deceptively through technology and dishonorably discharge you like a dead battery in Mexico heat. Competitively, because the lesson here is you better stop messing with me. That's that vibe.
Yo.
I hear it.
Yo. Yo. First of all, you tell the marketers better leave this man alone because he got that high venom heat for you.
Okay.
Man, say how you get my number.
Right.
Yeah, I got James Evans on that mug. That's how it is. So
how you get
this number? Imbecile, you called the man an imbecile.
Right.
Anyway, you're
yes,
not interested in anything they have to sell. You know what? We all feel that way. Tell the marketers calling. They call more. I want to know who calls more. The people about your car warranty or the telemarketers? I wonder which ones call more.
The health insurance.
Can we throw the student loan people up in there too?
Oh, God, yes, not them two. Yeah, did. Them two. Every single day.
Every day. I'm like, first of all, I didn't ask you to help me with my student loan. I got that. And until Congress say we're going to forgive student loan debt, I don't need you to worry about it because I'm not worrying about it.
Exactly. Yep. I don't have either one. I don't have a student loan. I haven't had a vehicle of my own since 2012. Mm. That was the last time I had a car, literally. And they're still calling me about a warranty. Wait, no, the new thing is, are you still interested in selling your Buick Enclave? Lady, I don't have an Enclave. I haven't owned a vehicle in quite a few years, okay? Every day.
Wow.
All I was doing, I was looking online at some Enclaves, okay? I didn't say anything about purchasing or selling them. But all of a sudden now, are you still interested in selling it? What? These people, man, like C-Double, man, that piece was everybody, I
that
think, feels that,
that
same way. Yes,
yes
it
sir.
Was.
Thank
yes,
you. I hope
was.
They learned the lesson here because, you know, I'm right at this job, and I still feel like Rockwell. Somebody's watching me.
Somebody's watching me.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody is watching you.
And I don't get no privacy.
I'm choking on my ice just now. All right. Oh, what I'm going to do now, I think, what's she call it? The Groovy Lounge band? And she got the beanbags set up over
the
there with your with some drinks and stuff. What she calls them, your favorite libations. So I'm going to put you over there. Sit back and put your feet up and ask what Will says. Take socks off, baby, baby.
And now listen to some Heat Wave since we're in this Groovy Lounge or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you see, I found that version, right? I was looking all online for that song. You got some pieces that you use when you put us to the music that I haven't heard before. But I found that one.
I know that's
and
right.
I made sure I hurried up and put it in my playlist. I like that, John. That's what's up. So, all right. Thank you, C. Double. You go on over there to the Groovy Lounge and you sit back and relax. All right?
All right.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic, one mic, bro. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
That piece was pretty dope. Yeah.
That piece was.
We got a Canadian connection coming up here. Open up this mic to her. Lady A. Welcome to
Hello.
Express Your Vibe.
Hey,
you
Lady
A.
How you doing?
Good. It's I'm torn between different vibes, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm
glad
to have you here. Well, I mean, it's all right, whatever vibe you're on, you know.
Well, I don't really know. I got a kind of a fairy tale one. I have a couple of sad ones. I got some love stuff. I don't know where I want to go with it. Sometimes you just feel unsure, but I picked out a few of them. So what I'm going to do is because I like to write, I like to write different things, different genres, and I'm going to read you one that's called Unlikely Friends. And it's my little fairy tale one that I wrote the other night. So I guess that's my vibe, sort of fantasy land maybe for escaping.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, go on and express your vibe.
Okay. Unlikely friends, white down beneath white plumes, golden crown her head costumes, surveys land, scans below for winter meals upon the snow, wings outstretched, regally soars, terrain for miles explored, vistas seen through sharpened eyes, great acuity until it dies, sight dimming in evening light, black as pitch into the night. Shivering out in open view, prey for predators to subdue, rescue from a dubious source in the form of a tiny mouse. Come with me out of the cold, said Mouse, come to stay at my house. Upon her wings he sat as guide and spoke in her ear when to hide. From fox and hawks and prowling cats and other owls with ill intent, in and out from behind great trees, led to a nesting hole in a tree, rested in the nest all night, mouse and owl, unlikely sight. Sunrise born, they both awake, owl opens eyes and speaks. I can see you, mouse, my friend, snow blindness, he had to contend. Owl and mouse shared trust, friendship bloomed with silver stardust, promises made to protect each other. Mouse, now owl's surrogate mother. And that's my vibe.
Okay. Apparently, Nato, what you think of her vibe?
I love the way you vibe tonight with us. I'm at a loss for words right now. You always bring something so beautiful, and it sounds so soothing when you read it, Lady A. That was pretty nice. I love that. Poetic.
I dug it. I like the vibe. I like the fantasy. I like that wizardry and all of that in there. Because it puts me in the mind of a different kind of game of cat and mouse. But then you put a twist mm-hmm. on it at the end where the one became the surrogate mother of the other, when clearly the mouse is an owl's prey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig this. I really dig this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was nice. That was very nice. Man, all right, Lady A. Well, I'm going to put you over in the Groovy Lounge, and I was just informed that I said it right. It is the Groovy Lounge, and she got some oversized bean bags in there and some drinks are waiting for you. You go over in there and put your feet up. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Tori, can we get a station identification break real quick?
Oh, you wanted me to be logged into the studio?
Oh, you're not in the studio?
From the beginning.
See, you'll see. Now, come on.
You would take the notes.
No, look. Wait a minute. This is your regular platform with my diva.
I've only hosted once. Just once.
Just once?
Just once.
Really?
And I'm a co-host.
Yeah,
I'm a co-host.
Yeah, but both co-hosts and hosts usually log into the studio, don't they?
No.
Mm-hmm. No? Oh. All right. Let me see if I can find
it. It's okay. I'm going to get in there for you. And it's only 9:38.
I know. I was told to do one like every half hour or something like that.
Who said that?
The CEO.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's supposed to be one every hour. I'm going to have to have a talk with the CEO.
It's one every hour?
On.
Wait
one
a minute
every
now. Maybe I didn't know that. I usually do one like around 9:30, like a little before 10 o'clock.
At the top of the hour, do your commercials.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, could you please?
But it's all right. It's all right.
All right.
I'm here now.
Thank you.
I'm here now. Let me go ahead and find the appropriate sound for the promo. We got a lot of promos. And here we go. Ooh, here we go.
Don't say no. I wanna take you there, but are you ready? Girl, let me
tell you about my beginnings, because it's something you should know, it's that no man is an island. It's that my soul feels like dry land, and I need you to storm. Girl, I need you, come and keep my body warm. I want you to storm. I can see you flowing, show no signs of slowing down. Storm, girl, I need you to rain, it keeps me going. Storm, temperature below the norm, that's why I need you to go forever. Can we hit the coast together? Tell all the people they should know. Baby, no, there's nothing like this weather. Baby, never mind the shelter, because there's no way you can go. Remember that no man is an island,
and that means you too.
Your soul feels like dry land to me sometimes. So storm, girl, I need ya, come and keep my body warm. I want you to storm, temperature below the norm, that's why I need ya to storm. Come and keep my body warm. I want you to storm. I can see you flowing, show no signs of slowing down. Storm, girl, I need you to rain, it keeps me going. Storm, temperature below the norm, that's why I need you to storm. Girl, I need you, come and keep my body warm. I want you to storm. I can see you flowing, show no signs of slowing down. Storm, girl, I need you to rain, it keeps me going. Storm, temperature below the norm. Oh, girl, but you never warn me. Tell me your storm's coming up. Weather chin, I am the weather woman. All about the storm, I'm all about the storm, all about the storm, all about the storm.
This is my age. and you let them all hang. Hey, the position is from the back door. Don't use a drill, don't ask no questions. You already know
I'm trying to give you that thing to make it stay. From the kitchen floor down to the fireplace. Incense burning your body, talking that shit to me. Cancel that phone. The only sound I'm trying to hear is your moan. You running topless, no panties on.
And I've been thinking about this all day long. You're giving me the fire zone.
I'm coming home, I should give you that rose. Baby, the position is from the back door.
Up and tell her it's about to be on. Yeah. And tell her don't show if it ain't heels and thongs. I can already see it. Oh, what a feeling. You get jealous if I hit that too hard. If you come first, you know you're my heart. Cause it'll always be yours. Girl, I'm about to turn you on.
I'm coming home, I'm about to give you that more.
The deal? Oh no no, this the one you talking about that's supposed to take my place? Damn, is this for real? It's almost disrespectful. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, what's before? I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, what's before? I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. Do your best, I know. Love it or hate it, it's unfair, I know. That I got away, just confess right now. Go ahead and say it, go ahead and say it. Baby, it's okay. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, oh, still your best. like I'm back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Feel your best, yeah. I don't want your heart, maybe once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, maybe once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know.
I made it, 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 I made still here.
I'm still here.
There were a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it.
I made it.
By the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made
it. I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to time.
I made it.
All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Express Your Vibe. It is actually 3 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour, The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that 1. Don't just call in and listen. Y'all can get this cake. I'm going to bite you. What you want to do. Forwarded. Oh, I see you got another caller in here.
We should be able to bring them on.
All right. I'm going to open up my mic. Hey, Diva. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Boy, that sounds strange saying it to you.
I know, right? I know. Hey,
how you
baby,
doing?
How you doing?
Hey,
I'm here, you know.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Thank you. And this is a great show tonight, y'all. Thank you so much. Ooh, I appreciate y'all. I'm going to tell you that I'm Still Here song. That's one of my favorites.
Is it? Oh, that's what's up.
Yes, it is.
Actually, you know what? I know so much music in the studio. Sometimes I don't know what the song is. I just hit it. That wasn't actually what I was intending on playing, but
I didn't think so. Hey, look.
It's all good.
It's okay.
Hey,
trust it did.
Yeah,
really
it's all right. It's all right. But you know what? That last song I just played, that's like one of my favorite songs. I think I just loaded that not too long ago. Man, I don't think y'all know anything about that, though, but it's all good. Anyway, how you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm tired, Diva. So I'm a little
tired.
On the exhausted side. But,
and babies?
Yeah.
You got to love them now.
No, yeah, look. One of them is down, but the other two are asleep. I said, Grandma's going in the bed. Yeah.
What'd you say, boy?
And my daughter's out there asleep.
I said, you got to love the babies.
Mm-hmm. You got to love them. That's
sure
right.
Do.
How can you not? How can you
exactly.
not?
Exactly.
Yeah. I ain't had no
right.
babies around me in a minute, but I still love them all.
I can make it now. I can drive back.
You coming back tonight, or are you staying over there overnight?
I'll be here until Monday morning.
For Monday? Oh, you and Grandma roll for real? Okay. I hear that. Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting on my kids to give me some grand.
Yeah, I ain't looking for that.
What you say?
I'm not looking for that.
You still got little ones. You ain't ready yet. That's right. You ain't old enough to be a grandfather yet anyway.
I got 25 year old son.
Okay. Well. All right. Well. You know. Well. There's the problem. Somebody right.
24. Was it 24-3?
Yep. 25-3.
Oh, 25.
Well.
Oh.
Well,
isn't that wonderful?
Here.
Hey,
God bless y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Diva.
Yeah.
I want to know, what did you bring us tonight?
I think my vibe is about life lessons.
Life lessons? All right, well. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and express your vibe.
Thank you. I learned all about love. It used to be all I ever dreamed of. It is beautiful, encompassing. It is forever, yet fleeting. The price to pay when it's lost. My God, love comes at a high cost. I learned that life doesn't come easy. And I've learned not to be lazy in decision-making, to be precise, not to waver or I'll pay the price. Really, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Life doesn't come with a guarantee. It is not easy. Yet in this education of my life, I need peace, my solitude, not strife. The water calls to me, bringing me peace, hope on the rest of my journey. I've learned you can't tell grown people what to do with their lives or offer advice on how one strives. to live, to give, whom to love. I just keep praying to the one above. That's what I'm going to do. I'm forever praying for my family, my friends, and you. I've never learned to have shame. When I'm so tired, I hardly know my name. When I'm so heavy, I could cry. After all I've done, I could do a standby to surrender and let the Almighty take it from here, to intercede without ceasing for all I hold dear. A final life lesson is about love, to love as he loved us. Knowing it's hard to hold that cup, yet again, it's better to love than not at all. And even knowing this, I still have that self-erected wall. And that's that piece.
I, you know what? I could listen to that again right away, but I'm gonna take what you gave me just now. You know, I appreciate you expressing your vibe. That was a beautiful piece. It really was.
Thank you.
Poetic.
It was definitely a beautiful piece, but Danielle did ask you at the top of the show to say when you finish your piece, that's my vibe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to point it out.
You wasn't going to point it out, but you did.
But
I'm so
what was that, an involuntary spasm?
Yeah. I had an involuntary spasm. Sometimes, schizophrenic, you know, sometimes, you know, stuff is happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but, but no, that was a life lesson piece. There were a lot of jewels that you dropped in that piece.
And
I certainly appreciate it. Sometimes we need those kind of pieces to remind us of the life lessons that we're supposed to have, that we're supposed to pay attention to. And I appreciate you for reminding us with that piece, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all.
Thank you, Tina.
I think I need a giant bean bag.
Yeah, I'm going to send you over there to the Groovy Lounge. Thank you for letting me know I said it right.
Yeah.
And I know you don't drink, so, you know.
I might tonight.
It is your lounge, so, you know. You might
Thank
drink.
You
hear that, Poetic? She might
I hear it. She said she might tonight. Not in grandma mode, you won't.
Oh,
don't want to wake up and them babies that ran the house.
Because they'd be toilet paper everywhere, crayons on the wall.
Right.
Wake up, they just ran the house. Painted pictures all over her face.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
Especially the baby. Oh, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the baby's
Don't
name?
You. Oh, man.
Daniela
the baby
Bishop.
Is something
Ooh.
Else, honey. Yeah. That's
yes,
the one
did.
With some attitude.
She sure is, too. Good God.
See? See? You better not. Don't think you better tea or some water.
Yeah, there you go. Don't even touch the liqueur, okay? Don't even touch that.
Nope.
Because that puts
no.
you out there.
Nope.
Don't do it, Shelly. Don't do it. Oh, don't do it, Shelly.
Miss Sophia,
oh my
no.
goodness. You had to bring that up.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Thank you once again, Diva, mm-hmm. for calling in and checking
All
on
All right,
me.
Y'all.
You know. All right.
I feel like CW34. Somebody's watching us.
Lord, that's your co-host, Diva. Y'all
mm-hmm.
started this show.
Uh-huh. I got to keep them.
There you go.
Got to keep them, that's
right.
Yeah,
I ain't going to hold you, girl. I know you're tired. Go on and get yourself some rest. You know, stop in your lounge
All
for
right,
a second,
y'all.
Though. Say hi to everybody.
There you go.
Right.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
take your socks off, baby, baby. Boing.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of us, a boing, I should open up the CEO's microphone to see if he is able to say something.
He's listening, but he hasn't pressed one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But, oh, wait a minute now. We got another caller just jumped in here.
Absolutely. Let's bring him on in.
Let me open up this mic and see who it is. Area code 903, welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
My name is Little Gary from East Texas. How are y'all doing tonight?
Little Gary.
Hey, Little Gary.
Hey, what up, man? How y'all been?
Doing good,
all
man.
Right.
How you doing?
Hey.
Cool. Yeah, I forgot to press one. It's been so long, I forgot to press one. I'm waiting, excited, listening. And I hear you say, I'm glad you said some dummy down in Texas on 903 ain't pressed one yet. Y'all let me look stupid.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You never see such a change, man. It's great to hear from you. We don't hear from you that often.
Absolutely.
Right on, just working every day. Poor man got to work a lot. He don't got a lot of free time. And then when he does, he's drinking beer. And jacking his jaw, you know, so I have to fit it all in.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong
no,
with that, brother.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad I got in because I got a good one. I think it's going to tickle the mess out of y'all.
Oh, man. Yes.
Well, whenever you're ready, go on and express your vibe.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've been ready for almost 45 years since I came out. Okay, here we go. This is called Mine by Little Gary. My story is one of a kind, and to make it end happily, I stay on a real whorehouse that's kind of damn grind. If you don't believe me, I'll still pay it no mind. Hell, until my last breath, I'll never stop trying. I could win any rhyme competition because I'm one hell of a word fucking technician. Shit, every time I write something, somebody's bitching. But you better know that's cool with me just as long as I stay out of my fucking kitchen. My words fall down on paper like rain and it's pouring. Even if you don't like what I write, I bet it ain't boring. But if it is, I don't care, because I'm so high that I'm soaring. And when I come down, hell, I'm still sorry, because I'm still ignoring. I got it in a float. Hell, I don't understand Poe's writing, and I'll still be known as the GOAT. Chilling in East Texas in my imitation mink coat, while I'm having more adventures with love and drama than a fucking love boat. I wish I was like other poets and used descriptive words on paper like magic. Damn, that would be so fucking smart and fantastic. Maybe then one of my goals would get so close I could grab it so I could take my family out to a place where we can champagne, lobster, and crab it. All from a guy with a past so bad that he had to cut it up, put it in a hole, and cover it with lime. A man that grew every day, so every damn day was his prime. Nobody knows how it'll end, so I ain't got the time. So I'm living every day to the fullest in a story that could only be mine.
Important. Little Gary, I like that. But in here, when we finish our pieces, we say, and that's that vibe. That piece was nice.
Oh, and that's that vibe. That's that
there
vibe.
It is,
I said, don't let me do
there
stupid.
You go.
That's two strikes. I ain't going to be stupid again. If you send me to the lounge, don't drink. I never drink stupid. I always drink smart.
Okay.
Man, look, Gary, we miss you around here, man. We miss you around here, man. That piece was so funny, man. It was a really good piece, man. But woo-wee, little Gary got that imagination, man. I love it, little Gary. I love it.
Yes, that's right, man. Always. I get up every damn day and imagine I got money and I'm super sexy. And so I put on a super sexy smile because that's what you're supposed to do, you know. And if you got money,
right, bro.
You're supposed to dress
right.
Nice and stuff. So I try to do that.
I love it.
It's all just a show until I get to the damn grocery store. Then I'm praying my card swaps.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to have to come up with excuses.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Man. Yo, you gotta come through more often. You know, because we miss you around here. We really do.
I definitely will. I got so many good ones like that, and I love to share them, and y'all always get a tickle out of it. Anytime somebody laughs, I just keep on talking. So I definitely will. I promise. Just don't forget me. Because one day I'll be big Gary.
Low, Gary?
I know, right? I bet if I sent all of y'all $100 a piece, you'd remember my birthday and every damn thing.
That's my cousin down in Texas.
I love that Gary.
My cousin. Love
you,
little
cousin. Yeah.
That's what's up, little Gary. Thank you so much for calling in, man. And guess what? It's always an open mic here for you, Red Epiphany. Always. Ain't nobody going to forget about you, man.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I so appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you too, brother.
Yes.
Man, right on.
I'm going to send you over here to the Groovy Lounge and grab one of them oversized bing bags. Put your feet up for a minute and have yourself a drink.
Yeah, absolutely, I will. I got some new green Jordans. I'll be having them on. I always like to put them up so people can see the Jordan on the bottom of them.
Yeah.
I was jump roping like a motherfucker.
You was jumping rope?
Yeah.
Lord.
All right, little Gary.
Y'all be safe.
You too,
right,
brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Guaranteed to have some laughs when he calls in. Oh, I see your brother on the next microphone that's coming up here. Let's open it up and.
Oh man!
Yeah, I see your brother. Yes, I did. Yes. J. Rob, the wise son, welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you doing tonight?
Am I next? J. Rob. Lord, wise son. Lord. Van Mills, is that you?
Yeah, bro, it's me, man. It's me in the flesh.
What's happening, dog?
What's happening? Welcome to Express Your Vibe, bro.
Look, man, let me tell you, dog, I like expressing my vibe, baby.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Hello,
little
Pearl.
Hello, little
Pearl. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Don't mind me, Van. This is just how we talk to each other.
Absolutely.
Van, y'all know my. Lord have mercy. What you got going on, J-Rob?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I was watching, after talking to Van and Mojave yesterday, I was watching some Hollywood Shuffle today. I'm just like, hey, man, listen, hoes got to eat too, right?
They got to.
So I got to find me a way to make some hoe cake and all that other fanciness. But the best part, there's a couple of good gems in that. But one of the best parts is with my boy is like,
Jimmy, man, I'm bleeding, but I'm bleeding cool.
That's my joy.
I ain't seen that movie in years. Oh, my God. That's a classic.
Sound like to me, you might have to watch that this weekend.
I'm trying to, in the beginning, my man like, Tommy, you killed it, my brother, baby.
Why are you pulling out a knife? I ain't we got no weapon.
What, no weapon?
Oh, my God. I'ma just turn my back and pretend this didn't happen because I'm too cool for that.
That is my joy.
Yeah. That's what's up.
But enough about
me.
I live vicariously through those who make people laugh like and tell dope poetry like you guys. So tell me, how are you two this evening?
Doing phenomenal, bro. I am phenomenal. It's Friday. It is Friday.
Yes.
I know
I'm
that's
still
right.
Shooting off fireworks over here, but it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, hey. Ignorant people need something to do, too.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm glad I got a good pair of Bluetooth earbuds, so I don't really have to hear it. And I can sit back, take me a couple steps, and blow a couple trees and put my feet up.
Oh, man, back in the day, I wish I could blow some trees. I have addictive tendencies. Good thing I don't blow trees because I would be talking like that for real. You'd be like, Jay Robbie, don't you got some new poetry? I'd be like,
I got some new poetry, baby.
Like, what happened to your voice?
This is the way I always talk, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's the way I sound. This is the way I sound.
I'm just a little bit high.
Lord.
High than I was last time we talked, baby.
Lord. You know what? I've actually put my addictive personality at bay because I know how it's just too easy to go overboard. But I can indulge every once in a while. It's all good.
Indulging is good. Indulging is good, man. So I just write pieces and occasionally talk to folks and I get a chance to come on phenomenal shows like this and be like, this is dope, and I get to chill with y'all. So my life is good. I got y'all in my life. I'm good.
That's what's up. Feeling is mutual. Definitely. Oh, that's what's up. It's still sticky, though. Is it still storming over there, or did y'all get a break?
No, it's still storming over here.
I've seen the news.
It's still storming, but hey, listen, I bought me a big ass salmon fillet, and I'm finish getting my ingredients together and copy some recipes that I done found and enjoy myself with a glass of blueberry wine.
You know what? You and Poetic and Mojave with this food porn, y'all gonna stop. Y'all know salmon is my favorite. And here you go. Here you go.
Girl, wait till you see the video.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I got one of my grandmother's old skillets with the lines in them. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We about to be really disrespectful
to
this food.
That work right there.
That's that stuff right there, bro.
We about to be disrespectful to all the food.
But this is
my last weekend for eating this reckless because I gotta do this cleanse. So this is my last week for eating reckless, and we're gonna be all right.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that, bro.
You can clean them up. That's the stuff.
This stuff better work for the money I paid. Okay.
Oh, it'll work.
So what are we
it'll
doing
work.
Tonight on Express Your Vibe? I mean, what is the theme for this evening when it comes to expressing your vibe?
That's just it,
bro. It's your vibe. Whatever your vibe is, man. Whatever you feeling right now that you want, whatever is in your spirit to spit, brother, that is what you do. You express your
for real?
Vibe. Yeah.
Oh, I get to express my vibe.
Yes, sir.
Remember Huckleberry Hound when he fed the little dog and you're like, that's how I'm feeling right now.
Lord,
for those of y'all that's under 30, y'all under 40, you're not going to get the Huckleberry Hound reference. But
yeah, they
ain't going to get
they're
it.
They like, what Huckleberry Hound?
Like, yeah, it's cool. I get to express my okay, cool.
Yes. Cool. You want to do the honor?
Yeah, bro. Go ahead and express your vibe, baby. Express your vibe.
My man. Let me pull out something that
I done wrote some time ago when people thought I had some poetry skills. This piece is entitled My Need to Feed. Just another late night and the conversation was kind of spicy yet again, and I told her there's more to being her man and being her friend, but what am I feeling is got nothing to do with anything more than enjoying the groove in you and tasting you for a few times as someone focused on the deepest parts of your desires while sucking on your fingers. And when was the last time someone walked up to you from behind and held you by your tummy and because you tasted so yummy began to move your head to the side, sucked on your neck, held your hips, making the move like this, like you had naughty thoughts, asking was this bliss while you reached behind you, grabbing it for a few, asking can you just hold this still? And then how many times can I write love letters in the palm of your hands with my tongue as the stars begin to align as I sign my name in script along your spine? And how many times are you going to say, baby, I can't take this shit while I'm touching you? What you want me to say is your exit, but it's your entrance point where as I slowly slide between your pinches with stiff, rigid inches, sharing your flavor with you. And you not letting go of me, biting on my earlobe with every teardrop falling down your cheek, saying, what the fuck are you doing to me? And just before the rush of that gush that comes along as you deeply inhale, low moans of delight are beginning to beckon as you're digging your nails into my back while we both enjoy the feeling of us as we chime in together because we just peaked and released and created at the same time. But what am I talking about? Because you don't have any idea how much I'm into you. And even with me sliding deeper into you, enjoying the taste of you, and I'm not letting go of you, this is what I need from you, and I won't stop loving you. So, baby, wrap your legs around my waist. Put your hands on my chest. Sit on top of me and just don't stop letting go of me until you're doing whatever you feel like doing me, until you can't do anything no more, until we're ready to rest. And then I need you to tell me who loves you more than me. And whoever he is, I can guarantee you this, and this is not even a bet. Whoever that dude is, he hasn't even been born yet. So what do you think that says about me when it comes to you? And that's that piece.
Damn.
What God damn.
Wait. How many times can I write a love letter in the palm of your hands with my tongue? Damn.
You know, I did that years ago with someone I dated. I thought it would be cool if I – it's sort of a game. If I could write a note to you and you can sound out every letter and write the letters down that I'm writing in the palm of your hand, and that was pretty cool. She never got the letter right, but it was still fun.
I'm sitting here with my mouth wide open, like, damn. Who the hell? I just felt you do that. I was going to say who does that, but you do that. But damn, I couldn't even catch up with the rest of the piece after that. I heard it, but I couldn't even take notes on it. That was wow. Okay, wow. poetic.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sissy Chocolate. Sissy Chocolate, ladies and gentlemen. Sissy Chocolate. Get off my... I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up because now he's foolish.
Wait.
Listen. Drop the mic. Who else can do it? I said, drop the mic. That boy good. Yeah, he good and awful.
Bro. My brother. That's what DSP do, huh? That's what it is.
I won't lie. After I heard Van and David one night, that's what created this piece because people were just in love with them, and I was like, I gotta write something so I can get that kind of love, and this is what came out. I wrote this back in 2018, I think.
And I was like, I want to be Van and David when I grow up.
Nah, this right here, man. This right here. This was serious, bro. This was serious.
Yeah.
This was real serious. There was so many lines in there, man. But that one in Danielle, yeah, that one stuck out to me too. Writing love letters in the palm of her hand with your tongue, bruh.
Damn.
That's serious. That's a serious line.
Damn.
If you ain't got no, if you ain't, you know, GTD,
got them drugs, dog. If you ain't got
them drugs, dog.
Oh my
God. Be in your inbox.
They're gonna be like, hey J Rob, Mr. Deeper Shade, so
you know it's funny. The day that happens, man, I'm sending you $100 crispy, brand new $100 bill. The day that ever happens, cause
all right, bro.
To this day, ain't no one ever hit my inbox on some flirtatious shit that was like, hey, Mr. D. You know, Mr. Dark Skin Privileges, how you did? No one hits me up.
Danielle, I would put the headset down right now because I believe that the lightning is about to strike, and I don't want to be attacked.
I know. All the time. I always move back away from my electronics and devices because when he says stuff like that, yeah, I get a little jolt because God be like, you know what? Stop lying to these people. Okay.
If I'm going to lie to y'all, I'm going to tell y'all that I hit the lottery. I ain't going to tell you about lying about someone flirting with me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. In my next life, when I come back light-skinned, y'all going to have a problem. You're going to be like, oh, my God, J-Rob's light-skinned now, and he got hazel green eyes? Oh, fuck me. That was going to be a problem.
Damn, he put the green eyes in there, too. Wow.
It's going to be a problem. I'm gonna have that real good wavy hair and whatnot that I could wear in a fro, or I could wear it short and curly when it get wet. You're going to be like, oh, he definitely.
Oh, my
and,
God.
He pulling on tape
like,
now.
What? I'm gonna be light skinned. I'm gonna be like, should I go to college?
Wait a minute.
Or should I go? Or should I make porn? Should I go to college? Or should I make porn?
Hey, bro.
I'm light skinned. I can do either or.
Listen. At this stage in the game, we all seen how you're learning, bro. Make porn. You'll make more money.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wait a minute. It's true about the hair when it get wet. Both my sons, when they get caught in the rain or something, I've seen them go swimming and stuff. Yeah, their hair get curly. Only one of them got the eyes to change the color, though. They go from gray to green to light brown and all kinds of stuff. But the hair does get wet. Yeah, that's something about that light.
I wouldn't
just
know.
I wouldn't know. The lies he tells. And see the lies he tell, and then he says some slick shit to them in French, like, and they be too poor, and they cook it. You're like, what? You can take all these underwear.
Moi?
Yeah, man, hit that French on your ass real quick.
A woman asked me about Van, and she was like, can you speak French? And I'm like, of course I can. She said, say something sexy to me in French. I was like, I said, French toast, baby. French fries, girl.
Oh, man.
Croissant,
oh,
baby.
Man.
Croissant.
Oh, man.
That croissant. She was like, get off my phone.
Oh, man.
Ever since that night, I get no calls. She was like, French fries. Because you said French. She said, you ain't talking like Van. I said, Van would have said the same thing.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing.
Okay.
But what do I know?
Lord, yeah, I would have said the same thing.
Oh, my stomach. Yeah, okay.
y'all are crazy.
J-Rab, bro. Yes, my brother. Before we send you over to where are we sending the people at tonight? What is it?
The Groovy Lounge.
The Groovy Lounge. I'm having a For Real the Poet moment. I'm having a real For Real the Poet Douglas moment. What is it that we're calling it tonight? I can't remember. Bro. Can you let everybody know what you've got going on in Epiphany Land?
I ain't got nothing. However, on Thursday, next week, me and Van Meadows, oh, sweet baby Jesus. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to just give you all this. Don't miss next. That's all I'm telling
you. Yes.
Don't miss next Thursday.
It's going to be
missed out on some good banana pudding.
Oh, all right. I'm going to be there with bells on now. I love
it. Don't miss next Thursday.
Man, I love me some banana pudding now. Don't play with it.
That's what I'm bringing to Philadelphia next time.
Dang,
Jay. Some banana pudding.
Thank you, Jay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay.
Seriously?
You just reminded me I was supposed to make banana cheesecake today.
Yeah.
I'm making it tomorrow.
I'm going to make some banana pudding, and I'm making another sweet potato pie.
Y'all got my mouth watering. This is not fair. No,
just your mouth?
Fair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
See? Y'all, I be trying.
All right.
I swear I'm trying to be.
Oh, my God. Look at the time.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Hey, the time gone.
Thank you, Cleveland. J-Rab, we're going to send you on over to the Groovy Lounge, bro. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
On my way. On
one
my
love,
way.
One
hey,
mic, bro.
Hey,
one love,
hey,
one
hey,
mic.
Hey, you, one love and one mic to you, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One love, one mic.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Who do we have next?
Oh, God. We got a Gina Storm. Woo. Welcome
hey, Gina.
To Express Your Vibe,
the
Gina.
Storm
How you doing?
Talking on
mute.
Happy Friday, y'all.
There you go. I knew it. Happy Friday.
I don't know how we managed to do it, but we managed to put the storm in a building.
Yes,
your vibe.
Yes, we did.
We managed to contain it for a little while.
Look, and hold on. I didn't even know it was going to be possible. And then I didn't realize that my hand wasn't raised until little Gary came on and I said, let me check and see if my hand is up.
Little Gary saved a lot of people tonight.
Honestly, but here's the thing. I'll listen even if I don't have a piece. But I love the amazing energy that y'all got going on. Even with only the handful of poets that I heard, it's a vibe here. And this is the accurate name for the show. So I'm just happy to be in the mix.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you here.
Definitely. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Now, I want to know, what did you bring us tonight to listen to?
I don't know. I didn't know where I was going to go when y'all got to me, but it became apparent when I said Happy Friday. I'm just going to title my freestyle tonight, Thank God It's Friday.
Well, go ahead.
All right now.
And express your vibe.
Thank you. Sometimes I have a really hard time just being. I mean, my day-to-day existence has new meaning. I don't take anything for granted, nothing as a short. I'm always looking at my life, and I try to find something good to report. I can't be wallowing in misery, pain, swelling information, and grief. I can't be concerned about what my pharmaceutical drugs that I'm getting from my doctor prescribed are doing to me. I do, however, get blood drawn, and they take labs and a little bit of pee to see if there's anything that's been damaging to my organs, but so far so good, so I'm happy for me. This has been a really awkward time because I'm chronically ill, but I was sick on top of it, too. was one of those things that I feel like is insult and injury at the same time. How did I get in this position? It just don't compute. I'm always happy, and I'm enjoying the light in my life. All of the people who hold me down, pray for me, and make me know it's going to be all right. Most of the time, I take on the drama of the day, the bad breaks of the people that I care about. They say it's just an empathic way. I don't even know what that means all the time, but I will tell you this on today. Thank God it's Friday and I'm here to see it. I lost a loved one this week and last week too. I spent 7.5 hours a week ago Tuesday in the ER and was praying they didn't keep me. I hadn't been seen and released from an emergency room in so long, I didn't think that it was something that could go on. But as soon as I found out that all I had to do was sign a release, I did so because I cannot die in a hospital, you see. I have a life to live, people who rely on me. I need to make sure that every day I take care of myself to the best of my ability. When I seen that I was getting bounced around by my primary care physician, I called my insurance carrier immediately. I was like, I think I became a number and I used to be a person. And I can't have a doctor who's supposed to be in my corner who feels that way about me. So unless something gets better real quick, I'm going to have to move on. It's okay. I mean, I know a lot of doctors are just trying to make money, but they're not slick. Because there are people out here like me who fight their bodies every day, and they need an advocate who's in the industry in which they are making money off of us because of the things that they call a disability. Sure, a lot of things on paper would make you take pause. And if this body that I live in was yours, you probably wouldn't be here. But I am. And it's not because I have a superhuman strength that no one else can possess. It's just that I know that if you think it and you say it, it will be. When I went to bed last night, I didn't just say a regular prayer. This was my prayer for me. I'm going to wake up happy, and I'll be so all day. So I came here because I like the vibe. I'm Gina Storm. That's my vibe and all I got to say. In peace.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That was pretty deep. Man. Well, you know what? I'm sending my condolences to you, and you're in my prayers for the loved ones that you lost this week. You know, it's deep what you said, because a lot of people do feel like they are a number and not a person anymore, especially when it comes down to this in the medical field. A lot of these health practitioners don't have the best bedside manner, and even the ones that do, they are pushed to reach a quota and follow certain rules, so they have to treat us a certain way in order for them to keep their lifestyle going, you know, their livelihood. So I understand what you were saying, and I did that piece. That was beautiful, Gina. Thank you. Poetic.
Thank you so much, La Perla Negra. Like I said, I'm so happy to have made it in Q, because I needed to release that, but I didn't have the energy until today. But like I said, I needed it to be, so I willed it. I spoke it into existence. I claimed it for myself as I prayed for it, and that's what made it possible. I'm not confused. I'm just blessed. But I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. I was just saying, hey, listen to the piece. When she got to that part, I was like, dang, I wish I was a fly on the wall. When she called them folks and said, I just became a number.
Okay.
Because I felt that. I felt that, you know.
They were moving me around like it was like this is an option. Like I actually want to be in the doctor's office. Like I wanted to be in the emergency room.
Right.
I was in a wheelchair because my legs weren't strong enough to hold me up. I didn't want to fall because I didn't want to put a strain on my mom's. It hadn't been easy. Ready, and a childhood friend lost her husband, and I knew them both. And then my granddaddy died, and that was my guy.
Wow.
I tell people that I was still numb, because you know how the phases of grief go. I'm still processing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still,
again.
Part. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm numb, but I'm blessed. I'm happy, and I'm sad. I'm sick, and I'm chronically ill. So when there are a lot of things that look like the deck is stacked against you, shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't working. So I had to change. I had to change the energy. Let's go. This ain't working. Let's go.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, for real.
And again, our condolences. Our condolences, definitely.
I appreciate y'all so much.
Man, that was
he
amazing.
Was a wonderful person. He lived 90 years plus and was a major influence in why I am who I am today because of his strength and character. So I'm just blessed to have been in his life for 51 years that I've been here. And I appreciate y'all for the opportunity because I was watching the clock. If you have another caller, please get to them. If you do not, wrap up your show. But regardless, I thank you, and I accept your condolences.
Oh, we thank you.
I know I've
had
a rough time. So this is just one. You know what? And you know what? It gets to the point where my mother said, I can't even believe this. I really can. I'm at the point where now nothing surprises me any longer. But it's how you react to the things that happen. Because this has happened to me. This happened for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You would want me to be happy, and I am today for the first time. So I appreciate that energy that I took from the memories that I have of an amazing human being. And now I can keep moving forward. Thank y'all. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
So on her way over to the Groovy Lounge, y'all.
Yeah. We go from Gina Storm to it. Just Jay. Hey, Just Jay. It. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing tonight?
Hey. Well, I would like to go ahead and say I support Jay Rob in becoming a well-hung Puerto Rican.
God, here we go. Oh, really?
That sounds like a quest that man can handle.
He just went left. Lord mercy.
I support my brother. I'm sorry. It sounds like a really good idea to me, you know.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Poetic, you take this one. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, don't you even try it, man. Don't you even try it. But go ahead, man.
Oh man.
Go ahead,
just
man.
Just Jay,
passed
my
the ball
brother.
Already. My goodness. I'm at a checkout line. Got me talking crazy. Folks is looking at me like I ain't even got no headset on my.
Well, listen, bro. Tonight is Express Your Vibe, man, and we ready for you to come through and express your vibe, man. Whatever vibe you got tonight, lay it on us, man.
That's the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check out. I'm about to go ahead and do this anyways.
Is it self-checkout? Is it self-checkout?
No, I have a lovely young lady up in front of me. And
she
then,
I know.
See, y'all hear the beep? Last time I did this, people looked at me like I was so crazy. I thought they was going to be like, man, that was sweet. They looked at me like, dude, this is bad. Oh, no, y'all are killing me. Y'all is really killing me. So what's the question again?
Ain't no question, bro. I like the way you're prolonging, though, bro. I like it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
you know, my
grandmother
living there. Look, my grandmother would tell me, she's like, people that say hunk in here.
Huh? You heard that.
That is so true.
You went back to the scene of the crime, huh?
Right, huh? Yeah, you can hear. You can hear.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. So, LaPerla, nigga, you do your piece first, and then I go after you.
Me do a piece? I can do one real quick, just to give you a little bit more time at the register.
Yeah, can you
well,
a little
well,
bit?
Well.
All right. He just need a little bit more time.
All right. I got something for you.
Hey,
no.
Hey, make me cry.
Please, Jay. Say please, Jay.
Make
say
me
please.
Cry.
Say
cry.
Please.
Make me cry. Uh-huh.
I don't have a real emotional piece right now. I ain't got one right now. You're going to make me dig through my book. I got something, though. But it ain't going to make you cry. All right. I call this life flow. I am water, fluid and free flowing. I can create as well as destroy. No, many have tried to block me. I am naturally an unstoppable force, one to be reckoned with indeed. But my presence isn't to be feared, and I shall give as much respect in return. Through serene vision, harmonious atmosphere, and peace of stillness, I can wash away the filth of the days, mental stress, and rejuvenate and replenish what you thought died or lay dormant. I stream through the lowest valleys while the sun dances with me over the mightiest mountains, and still house follicles of the tiniest hairs at 360 degrees of a mother's womb. That's the universal code, if you didn't get it, to understanding that the ultimate goal on this spiritual journey is love, love of true self. Partake of me with spirit while spirit converses with your spirit, and find out about the truth in life by reviving natural healing properties in your body. I'm a part of everything. I am water, and that's that vibe. Did that give you enough context?
You know what? That was the most beautiful interlude that I done heard in a very long time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You be making me mad with your pieces, man.
I make you mad.
You do pieces that feel like they're just out of reach, and the fingertips is on them, and it creates a mood. I really like it because whenever I hear them, and you do one like that, it makes me just like it's like rooting for the good guy.
You don't like rooting for the good guy? Sometimes good guys.
No,
dog,
no, man. I'm a real black cat type of dude.
Damn. Wow. Well, it is what it is. Wow. All right. Did you check out? Did you pay for yourself?
I ain't never checked in, sister. But yeah.
Are you ready to express your vibe, Jay?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
All right, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
So, what's your vibe?
All right. To a little fish, the phase of the moon that is unsurpassed would definitely be the warm incandescence of the honey bowl. Hold on one second, John. My phone is about to jazz out on me. I apologize. All right, here I go. One day, I found love. Love has always been searching for me, but I fed it with a long-handled spoon. Love desired me. She admired me. So I held her captive and starved her to death many times, like grapes till love withered on the vine. But I, too, have been loved. But I was conditional, with expectations as vast as the earth purse. But unfortunately, the conditions were exponential and quite unsimple. A shaky foundation, nothing for certain. I was always working on something, but it was really much of nothing. She would say crap, and I would say butter. I took others for granted. As I recanted this captor's resuscitation at the foot of this basement, I had horrible floral arrangements. I just couldn't stage it.
with more crap than waste can manage. And my pride I brandished like a badge of honor. And from what I saw, it was all for nothing. No more EF5s, because now EF Hutton had to listen. Change some positions, unbrick some busted missions. It's all burning if the kids ain't learning. Stove hot, the pot is set, the pop cats be purring, but I'm a man, so I won't be running. Unless I'm going to the stove to get something. But I'm good, and I don't need for nothing. I'm black and not Russian, nothing for nothing. I gotta leave something other than unwarranted destruction. But now I'm dancing to a new percussion, the power of discussion, and not crushing under the boot or burning bridges down to soot. In peace.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. That's what
couldn't
I'm talking about.
Couldn't find the mute button on my phone. Yeah, that was
that's
nice. That's the second time
about.
I heard that. That was beautiful.
Very nice piece.
It really was. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to those fish in the beginning. I don't know what happened to those fish in the beginning, but they didn't make another appearance.
They didn't make the cut.
They didn't make the cut.
If you got to do a poem, man, I believe that you go ahead and do that poem after being halfway through it. But you have to come in dynamic if you're going to go through a poem halfway and then to get people to really re-engage and be right there with you. And I ain't got that today, so I just went with it quick.
Boy, you funny.
Oh, y'all been killing me tonight, man.
No, nah, man, that was good though, man. I really dug that, man. That part you said about your heart, what you're doing with your heart, man. You run away from it. That was a deep line. That was a deep line in this piece.
Yeah.
Very deep.
You know what, man? I used to love to be in love with the girls. It was crazy. And it would never work out for me because sometimes if you give something so free, then people would just take it for granted. It's the same way like that. We got free telephones over here. People are like, shoot, I don't know, but don't free telephones. iPhone latest. I don't know. Government must have gave it to you. I found that even when you love somebody.
Let the pearl get some of this peace. Get some of this peace.
Like I said, I liked it the first time I heard it and this time. A piece always sounds better each time I hear it. And that one line once again got me where you said you held love hostage. That shit was like, yeah, all right, player.
It said captive, but you put hostage in there. You go ahead and go
okay,
up there.
Okay, you're right, captive. Well, you know.
Hostage,
I like that.
I expressed all the same in love.
What's in the name? You know.
Love going to find a way to break out of being hostage. Hellcat. Love going to find a way to break out.
The rabbit go had a gun is what love like to do.
Yeah, no fun when the rabbit got the gun. That's right. But that was a deep piece. Yeah, that was pretty deep piece. I'm glad you stopped playing around like that. Yeah, I think we've all had our little days. I don't
know
too much
about.
Some of
us still having them, but the what they call it. LSP. What y'all be calling it?
Oh, my. No, he didn't go there. Wow.
You got that LSP, baby. You got that LSP, baby.
Wow.
Kill it, man. Lay into it. Don't give it no air to breathe.
You got that.
Wow.
If you got it.
If you got it. You got it. Here's your player.
It ain't easy to pull off. He's been working on this for years.
Lord, I don't know nothing about that. I'm, I mean,
I mind my own self in here, okay?
Ain't
but,
you down there, Danielle Channing? I see your picture. You're a light-skinned woman, ain't you? You're a light-skinned woman, ain't you?
Don't. Yeah, all right.
she got that BSP.
You, Danielle.
She got that BSP.
She got big old bitch.
You know, but I'm going to put you over in the groovy lounge. Okay.
Put them in the lounge.
All right.
Yeah,
if I have to
I caught a couple of your videos, man. I like those videos. They're very inspirational. And then they had them all in the line. So I said, let me go ahead and have her watch Danielle's video day. I like Danielle. Yeah, she a regular Oprah Winfrey out there getting it in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready when she say, you got a million. Yeah.
I'll be ready when I can say something like that. I wish I could.
I just want you to say it when you got the money like that.
Of it. Look, when I get it, y'all definitely going to get some, trust me. I'm spread it all to everybody.
Go get the business.
Okay. I don't know about the business. All
right,
y'all gonna get some money.
All right, just me.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all having a very smashing show way to the end, too.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
One love, one mic. Right, take your time. So, Jess J.
Y'all be easy.
Love, one mic.
Right. One love, one mic.
Wow. This was a heck of a show, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love Express Your Vibe, man. It's whew. Dynamic show. Thank you.
Yes, it was. Everybody that called in. I'm going to let you go ahead and give your last words first.
Man, I just wanted to say Epiphany Radio thanks you for taking time out of your Friday to come through and hang out with us. Laughter, joy, sorrow, pain. That's what Express Your Vibe is all about. Come through and express where you are right in that moment. Whatever you're feeling. Join us tomorrow night again for Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And we want to know, or I want to know, why is it so hard for us to communicate, men and women? Why is it hard for us to communicate? Let's talk about it. And it's open mic poetry. La Perla Negra, back to you.
Well, before we get fussed there, both of us might get pink slips if we close this show without opening up this microphone real quick. Because I just got informed that his hand is up. So we gotta let
his
CEO
hand
ain't
up.
In real quick.
His hand up. I don't
see no hand
it
up.
Either.
His
don't
hand
see
ain't
either,
up.
But he just told me. I'm not going to hang up for him. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
you can go ahead and get in trouble.
I know he better go ahead and press that one. That's how we know you want to spit. He knows who. Bring him on in here. He can find me tonight. I'll be back tomorrow.
Y'all lying to the business. Y'all know damn well y'all see my hand up.
Bro, your
hand is not up.
I'm serious,
Larry. It is
not
up.
I'm looking at it, too.
How are you looking at it? I'm looking at it,
I'm
too.
Right.
And I don't see no little question mark next to your name.
Two against one. We're going to do the first ever on Express Your Vibe. Me and Danielle are calling forthwith.
Forthwith, both of y'all. Forthwith,
yeah,
I said it first.
You to it.
Forthwith,
you
to both of y'all.
I beat you to it.
I said the first thing.
I'm sorry. I love you, Larry, but guess what? I'm calling forthwith, too, because your hand is not up. It's not up.
You can't call forthwith after a third person.
Yes, I can.
You can't be the third person to call forthwith. I called it Van said it's slow as shit.
I said
and
it
then,
first.
You know, maybe gave his testimony.
You're the one with the delay. You're the one with the delay. Everyone heard me
come
say
sir. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Banana.
Wait,
umbrella. Umbrella. It's umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella. I'm stuck on the other show from the other night.
That's my safe word, banana.
Oh, man.
So
I felt the attitude in you typing that, too. You said my hand is up.
Yeah. You know
how
what I mean?
How you doing, for real?
My hand been up since Gina been on here.
I'm doing fine.
Now, you know
gosh.
What?
Hasn't. It has not.
Yes. Yeah,
you
had
know
to take
what?
It down because I had to do
I
this
saw,
I had to take it down. Yes.
I saw your number pop up twice in the studio, and then it disappeared. So, and your hand hasn't been up since then. So you lose. Nope.
Nope.
Your hand went up.
Nope.
You know
hand
what?
Went up.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what?
Go ahead and blame it on another phone. You was on the other phone? You was on the other phone?
Right? He
oh,
got
God.
Like 10 of them, right?
No. I only used one tonight, bro. I, you know, that shit stresses me out, bro. You know, I'm about to cancel Monday night show because I have, you know, Monday, what's the word?
No,
anxiety
not.
Kicks in.
No, you aren't.
You know, it's causing anxiety. Yeah, shout out to Gina. I got your message. I see what you're talking about. Wonder if Lil Gary's still on, but hey, Lil Gary, what's up? If you're still listening.
Just breathe easy.
Hey,
just
look,
breathe
y'all
easy, baby. It's
going
to be all right.
Tonight, you know? I heard you when you was going to bring me, I heard you when you was bringing me in earlier. I was just putting on my underwear, and I was like, shit, I hope she don't bring me in right now because I'm naked and fully erect.
Oh, you know what?
You was naked right, swinging
you know,
from the chandelier.
I want to swing from the chandelier.
Yeah. I lied about the fully erect thing. I lied about the fully erect thing. I can only get half. I'm old. You get a certain age and you can only get halfway fully erect.
Really?
You know.
Sure
they got
mental?
Vitamins for that. They got vitamins for that, for real. You might want to look into that.
Yeah.
Give Bella a holler.
And worry.
Oh,
I haven't got to pop one of them yet, man. I got a whole bottle of them damn things.
Okay, bro.
Anyway, look, I forgot that I'm on the air, y'all. This is not good. This is not good.
This is the type of vibe you can express. So hey, who are we to argue? Who are we to argue?
There you go. This is express your vibe, honey.
I talk to y'all so much that I forget that I'm on the air. I forget that I'm on the air when I'm talking to y'all because we talk so much. You know, I'm excuse me, listening audience and people that may hear this in the future. You know, because you know we are recording. It was my intention to be so verbal. Expressive, not that expressive.
So
explicit. But yeah, once again, let's start over. hello, Miss, yes, that Miss Pearly Negra. What's going on, Poetic? How are you?
What's up, my bro? I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey.
I'm all right, man. I'm chilling. I'm at the plantation, ready to do this cotton thing. I got on my tight uniform pants, man. You know what I mean? muscle shirts and everything. See if I can get discovered by one of these helpless nurses. You know what I mean?
I know that's right, man. I know that's right, man.
Helpless nurses?
Yeah, man. I'm showing them a little something on the night. Yeah, helpless. They always call them my name. But, you know, you have to thank God, because if they had no need to call my name, I'd be out of a job. But still, fuck them.
I hear that.
Stop calling me so much.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, they know I say it to their face. That's how I thought. You know, I love them, though. I love them. I love my coworkers.
Okay. How many of them have you loved?
China, how many of them have I loved? I haven't touched one of these people up in here. Let me think. No, I haven't touched them.
None?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Same.
None. I'll put my, I just saw them flirt with them. I'm going to be in HR pretty soon. They keep threatening me with HR. But, you know, I haven't physically touched them. I've touched them emotionally
and mentally.
Okay.
I'm sure.
That's even more dangerous, you know, than physically.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm attempting mind control. Have you heard about my my project? It's called Project Telepathy. Codename Smeagol. Me, I, them. Check it out. When you get it. It's in the studio.
I've heard Smeagol.
It's in the studio.
Okay.
Under Smeagol. Okay. Just letting you know, I'm working on telepathy.
Okay. Telepathy. Be careful.
Telekinesis.
Mm-hmm. Now you want to move it.
Has your bra ever unsnapped? Have your bra ever unsnapped against your will?
No.
You lying. You know damn well you lie with those bosoms that you
it
got.
Has
they had to
never
fuss over that one time or not.
No, yes, baby. I got good hardware. Okay, as you can see, I need
you got
it.
That good
so
year.
No.
Hey, Vance,
I got,
you got
good
that
hardware.
Good
I got good hardware.
Yeah. Okay, see, I didn't want to go there again. You guys took me there again. I'm expressing myself. So, look, let me express myself because y'all going to get me fired, and I'm getting in trouble on the radio with the censor. They censor me, only me.
Only you. All right, well, whenever you're ready, go on ahead and express your vibe.
Yeah, thank you. Remind me to say that's that vibe at the end. All right. I'm going to do something old, and it's called The Mind is a Garden. Here we go. You ever think of that special someone and the phone rings and it's them? Wow. She's got me on her mind. All the way up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden, well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are touching, got me tippy-toeing, guiding me. I'm guided, her love's life guiding me, scene after scene leading me, sensual. Visuals, lavender scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me, the flames of her wantings flickering provocatively as this manhood, me, finds itself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forests and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering. In anticipation of having our two souls joined in. She leads me. I follow the scent of nature. Her marshmallows roasting. She leads me.
my limbs. She controls them. I follow her signal. The feel of soft winds blowing. I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her gardens. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically. Her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty. Inside of her, I can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm feeling, she's having, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming. Her white waters rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting. And the waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming. She's coming. With me inside of her, thoughts surfing with my socks off. Barefoot through her life's garden, she's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me and mine feed her. You ever think of somebody special and then the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden. Feet well manicured and my thoughts beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me for real. As I walk through her mind's garden. And that's that vibe.
Wow.
Wow. Yes, sir, bro.
Shit, baby, baby.
The real color.
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, for real.
Me.
Thank you for that beat.
Thank you.
Are you going into go Sneagle?
Thank you, love.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, me, I.
Here we go. All right, Sneagle.
I'm a submarine.
That was dope, bro. That was dope. I see your vibe, man. I feel it.
Hey, thanks, man.
I feel that vibe, bro. That's what I'm talking
Thank
about.
You, brother. Thank you. That vibe. That vibe is just a fantasy, bro. It's a fallacy. You know,
hey,
I
got a message from the station manager. I got a message from the station manager. He said to make sure you press one next time, okay?
Yeah. Tell the manager I said forthwith. It's a curse word. I can't say it right now. tell the station man that I said curse word. Oh. Yeah, shut. Curse word. Up. Yeah, I think it's one curse word. Shut the curse word up. Yeah, that's it right there.
You added an extra curse word.
Yeah,
unnecessarily. Hey, listen, before I go, let me just put this out there in the airways. This week, this Monday coming up, this will be just open mic at the Soul Cafe as we take a brief break from the showcasing of our artists, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to just have open mic this Monday. Tune in for all the fun and laughs and the picking up your pen, okay? Points will be debited out this week and counted. And we're going to see who has the most amount of points this week, and they will be dismissed. The contestants are La Perla Negra and the one Poetic. Whoever has the most points will get the fuck up out of here. Monday night.
Wow.
Stay tuned. Of course, with La Perla Negra.
I
I just don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
We have one judge. Her name is Penny. We have a judge by the name of Penny. She will be dismissing one of you lucky contestants.
Wow. Okay.
So that's all you got to say.
We're going to talk about that. All right.
Man, you're with it.
Thank you.
It's your show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's your show. I just got to go
with
it.
No, I'm talking about off the planet. I'm talking about off the whole planet, entirety. Mm-hmm.
Off the whole planet.
What?
Yeah, so one of you will be experience. One of you will experience the rapture.
The rapture.
Of course.
Bro, I ain't going nowhere until God ready for me to go.
Yeah,
ain't going away.
Yeah,
this is what we're talking about.
According
to Penny,
baby.
The goddess of love,
mm-mm.
According to Miss Penny, mm-mm. The goddess of love.
Don't nobody know when that's going to happen.
Okay.
You got an inside track, bro?
No, you don't.
Well, you know what? I tell you this much. I have a connection. I have a connection.
Oh, okay.
Spiritual attachment.
Okay.
Because I can tell you the last time I had sex, I saw Jesus, and I called out his name.
Oh,
is this sacrilegious? I'm not sure. Forgive me. All right, so look. Danielle. Yeah. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Oh God! You're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Umbrella, cheesecake, banana,
yeah, okay.
Whatever you want. I'm done.
Y'all gotta get out of here. I'm sorry, yo.
Yeah, bro. On your way over to the Groovy Lounge,
cheesecake.
Man. Get on over to the
cheesecake.
Groovy Lounge.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I just had some coffee, so I acted a little crazy when I had the coffee. Hey, one love,
no
y'all. Y'all had a great
I
show
love one mic, bro.
I won't. Yeah.
One
2 points
one mic.
Deduction forthwith for both of y'all, just in case before I'm going. Bye-bye.
No,
you can't.
No,
you can't.
No.
You said there's no show on Monday night, so you can't do that.
I didn't say that. I said there's going to be open mic. It's all recorded. It's recorded. All y'all got to do is go back and listen. And the people just heard y'all. The people heard me say it. I said we won't be featuring the artist. I said it's going to be open mic. Go back and listen to the recording. Y'all always so sure that y'all right.
With you, bro. I'm just like...
Oh, okay. Stop messing with me like that, bro. See, that's a deduction right there. Y'all play too much. That's a bang on y'all. Bang, bang, bang.
Bye for real.
Thanks, J-Rob. Garrett. Hey, bye.
See you later, bro.
Good night.
See you later, bro.
Peace. Yeah, one love, man. You know what I mean?
He's going to fire me tonight. I'm going to come back to work tomorrow.
Yes, he's going to fire you again. He's going to be all kinds of pink slips for you. All week long. Wow.
I've been getting fired all week. All week.
Oh man. This was a great show. Oh, wow.
What a
Thanks
show.
For
what
joining
a show.
Me.
What?
Well, letting me join you because this look.
I mean, you let me join you.
This is my first time.
I realize you hosted the whole show, right? I just, you know, I was, you know how they got them motorcycles where you got the motorcycle and then they got that little car that you just sit in? You ain't got no control. I was in that little car just sitting. So, yeah. So you go ahead and get your last words and shut it on down because, you know, I don't already gave my last words.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me and being an awesome co-host.
everybody. Thank y'all for calling in. All the listeners, everybody that came in here with that dope poetry. As I always say, y'all get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That's where spirit lies. Continue to love one another and love yourself. Have respect for each other. Still continue to, you know, be safe because this thing ain't over out here. You know, and I love you guys. I'm tired. And with that, I'll say peace.
Peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that I'll be autumn leaves to fall. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that I'll be autumn leaves to fall. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but I know
that red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man. That iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good. Even though I've got hood in, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that I'll be autumn leaves to falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.